اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRAB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay. That's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now. Brothers, today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 51 of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, make sure you have your Quran with you and go to Ayah 51 of Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 1, on Juz 1 of the Quran Kareem. So, before we go, let's listen to the recitation. All right, so that was a nice recitation. Now let's do it together. I will be listening. I will be reading, actually, okay? I will be reading, inshallah. You have to make sure to listen and repeat after me.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً
ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So again, the story in this ayah is about the story of Prophet Musa عليه السلام. Story, I mean the historical story. Okay, it's not a fiction one, God forbid. Okay, so Allah Almighty says the stories, okay, of the prophets and the nations. Okay, here. To give us a lot of lessons, messages, okay? Look, and here, Allah Almighty says a very much important point, and that is, let me translate once, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى, and when we made an appointment with Moses alayhi salam, okay, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, for 40 nights, 40 layla, all right? First, it was 30 nights, but وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ, in the other ayah we have, okay, that Allah Almighty added 10 more days, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمْ, then the people of Musa alayhi salam, okay, the nation, اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ, and you took up the calf, okay? عِجْل means calf, you know calf? Baby cow, All right, baby cow, a young cow, I mean, okay? ثم اتخذتم العجلة, and you worshipped a calf, okay? A young cow. من بعده, in his absence, in the absence of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay? وأنتم ظالمون, and you were wrongdoers. Okay? Now, it says that, look, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among them, when the Prophet of Allah was among them, they were worshipping God. Allah, okay? But when the Prophet was absent, Prophet Aaron was there, okay? Harun, the brother of Prophet Musa, was among them, okay? But still they didn't pay attention to Prophet Aaron, alayhi salam, okay? And they started worshipping a young cow, a calf, which Samiri, his name, okay, in the Quran, in the tafsir we have, okay? He made it out of gold, and it was so much attractive. So the people were kind of illiterate. They said, oh, this is a nice god. Look, so attractive. We can see even the god. So it's much more easier, okay, to see your god and talk to him, okay? So we cannot see your god, Moses. We can't see your god. Sorry, okay, we can't worship him. So we see our god, look. And the next verses we have, okay, in the Quran, that Prophet Musa, when he came back, okay, the people said, oh, Musa, please make us a god like their god. Like they can see their god, and we want to see our god as well. Please make a god for us like this, not like your god, that we can never see him. So this means that they didn't really understand the guidance. If God forbid today, Muslims, if they do not get to know their imam of time, okay, of course they will be like them, even worse than them. Yes? Okay?
Yes.
Like we have Muslims, they say we can't see God, so they are not so good in their prayers and fasting and doing their wajib things, okay? So it happens if we do not have a strong belief, taqwa. Allah Almighty in the previous verse says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي. Be careful. Okay, be aware of that day. All right? So here, yes, for 40 days, Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to an appointment with God. Actually, not. There was, God didn't have a special place, so Prophet Musa went there. Okay, no. He went for worshipping God. Okay? Turi Sayna, okay? He went there to the mountain, and 40 is a great number. It's a holy number, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. It gives you, if you worship 40 days for 40 days, if you stay away from sins, okay? Even like the little ones or the great ones, okay? Kabira or Sagira, okay? If you stay away from sins, okay? For 40 days, you will have a lot of transformations in yourself in terms of soul, spirituals, okay? You'll have. So he went there, okay, to get a revelation, the Torah, okay? And come back to, in the next verse we have, okay? With Atayna Musa al-Kitaba wal-Furqan la'allakum tahtadun. Inshallah, the next session we'll be talking about that. Let's go now for the Tajweed rules. And I really recommend you to have more explanation. You need to really refer to the Tafasir book, okay? And more accurate ones. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Now, وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَى أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Hussein, would you tell us the first rule in this ayah? The first important point we should remember in terms of reading it correctly. Huh?
وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا.
So,
is,
the pronunciation of the letter thal is very much important, okay? Wherever in the Quran you see thal, pronounce it the way we say it, okay? Th. kind of a vibrating sound, but your tongue comes out a little, okay?
Yes.
Let the tip of your tongue touch the tip of your upper teeth, front teeth. That. Wa'adna. Okay, wa'adna. Make sure it doesn't have wa sound, a sound. Happy letter, yes? It's
yes.
A kind of light letter. Wa'adna. Dal is sakin. Hussein, Hassan, what rule is applied when dal is sakin? Qutbijad letters. When Qutbijad letters are sakin, what rule is applied?
Qalqala.
Qalqala is applied, mashallah. So you bounce the sound. Let it, you tickle it, okay? Tickle it, okay? Jumps itself. Wa idh wa'adna. Yes, tickle it a little. Wa idh wa'adna Musa. Make sure that ya. Do you see the word Musa?
Yes.
It ends with a ya, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that ya? Why do you not read it Musi? Or Musay?
Because it have alif.
Alif
maqsura. This is, yes, Alinas. This is alif maqsura.
Yeah,
alif maqsura is pronounced as a sound, okay?
Yeah.
Alif, not ya. Okay? If it was ya, if we were to read it as ya, do you know what was the hint? It should have two dots. If the ya has two dots, it's pronounced as ya. If it doesn't have, and you see that dagger alif on the top, it's alif maqsura.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Musa. Okay? No, it's not Musi. Musa. In Persian, sometimes they read Musi as well. In order to rhyme the words, okay? In poems, not otherwise. Musa. So, وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا Musa. So the mad on the top of the word Musa, and the next row starts with a hamza. Is that mad wajib? What do you think?
No.
It's not wajib?
No.
Why it's not obligatory?
Because the hamza is from...
Hamza is in the next word.
Yes.
It's not in the same word Musa. Alif maddi is in the word Musa, sa, but hamza is not there. So hamza is in the other word. So if they are not these two, alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, which are called mad letters, if mad letters are not with a hamza together in the same word, the mad will be optional.
Yes.
Jaiz munfasil.
Yes.
Yes.
If they are together in one word, the mad will be wajib. Muttasil. Muttasil, they are connected. So you have, when it's muttasil, wajib, you have to stretch the sound for six counts. But if they are not connected, if they are not in the same word, they are munfasil, they are jaiz, okay, the mad is jaiz, you can stretch it for six counts, you can stretch it for two counts, or you can skip it, right? Musa, Musa, you can't skip it because we have alif mad, okay? You stretch it for as a natural mad. Musa arba'in. Ra sakin, heavy letter, okay? Here,
yes.
Heavily pronounced. Laylatan. Arba'in. Arba'in walk. Arba'in means 40. Okay,
yeah,
remember
yeah.
This word, 40. Layl means night. Arba'in laylatan. Tanwin plus tha. Tha, tha.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, mashallah. It's from the rest of the letters. Mashallah, Fawad. That was great. Good, Fawad. Thank you. Arba'in laylatan. Thumma. Laylatan thumma. Hide the sound of tanwin. Antan thumma. Right, thumma itself has a tashdeed. Meme has a tashdeed on the top. It means idgham. Mithle. Thumma. Arba'een laylatan thumma. Then thumma join with ta. Thumma attakhath. Skip that hamzatul wasl. If you do not skip this hamzatul wasl, if you start from ittakhath thumma, what sign do you assign with? What haraka do you assign with the hamzatul wasl?
Kasra.
Kasra, ittakhathum. Why? Because the third letter?
Yes.
Fatha.
It's a fatha. And it's a verb. Ittakhathum. Thumma ittakhathumul ijla. Again, ijl. So how do you pronounce hamzatul wasl if you start from the word ijl with alif lam?
Again.
Fatha. Fatha. The words, the nouns that have alif, hamzatul wasl, and lam al-ta'rif, they are assigned with fatha. Al-ajl, al-ajl. But here you skip it. Why? Because you connect the words together.
Yes.
Okay. ثم تخذتم العجلة ميم عجل جيم bounce sound, make sure.
Yes.
من بعده نون ساكين plus با
إقلاب.
إقلاب. إقلاب. من بعده change it to a half meme sound. Yes. من there is a sign of meme. Baby meme is on the top. Okay.
Oh, yes.
من بعده he there is a baby ya. Make sure you straight the sound for two counts. من بعده وأنتم ظالمون أنتم
إخفاء
إخفاء ظالمون heavy letter.
Yes.
Alright, that's all about تجويد rules. Make sure you practice inshallah. Listen time and again. And for explanation تفاسير book inshallah you should refer. Now we don't have much time. Just we'll listen to this ayah once again with تجويد rules. All right, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this session as well. I really recommend you stay with us, inshallah, for the coming sessions. Thanks to Allah Almighty, first and foremost. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. Thank you, brothers, for joining us. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان